Fire Protection District shall be provided to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. 3. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 4. This decision is subject to all existing easements. And 5. Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. And 6. Prior to the issuance of the Division 2 certificates of conformance, the developer shall first present a final inspection from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District to the Taney County Planning Department office, if applicable. And 7. This decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And I was going to change that to later.
Okay. Anybody got any questions for him?
No, I just have one for Bob. Your 1A there, sediment control, he's okay. Not going to be doing that much grading, are you?
Other than maybe just like, you know, digging down for footings. I mean, everything's relatively, you know what I mean? Like I might do something like that, but not.
What are you going to require for that, Bob?
Nothing if it's not over the acre.
Over an acre. That's the way I said, I really think it'd stay under an acre, all of it.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Have to. I think the entire area that's
probably less
above the lake is probably less than an acre anyway.
Yeah.
You want to take all the runoff on the back of it?
You know, I never even thought about it until last meeting, and I saw that. And I think the easiest thing is going to be, which you guys tell me if I'm wrong, but gutters, downspouts, and then just underground running pipe out to off over the hill to where that...
Back south.
Yeah, to where that area there. But there's not really a water problem now, but, you know, roof. And so then gutters and then pipe it on out to that unusable area, and then there's less chance of somebody getting stuck in front of their unit because there's a whole bunch of water or something, you know. So, because like I said, I never even thought about that until
you want to keep water out of your units, too.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the part I was thinking, the flooding of the units.
I have a question. Bob, could you bring up his drawing?
Yeah.
And that's not to scale, so don't beat me up too bad on that.
Well, I had a question on your bigger building. I understand the little building, most of your units are all going to be on the west side facing.
Yes.
Where is, on the bigger building, where are your doorways going to be?
On each side.
Access, on each side.
Yeah, so on the east and west.
Probably have to move.
And that's where I was talking about. There's about 32 or 3 feet between the proposed buildings, which, you know, I went to a couple different storage unit places. A lot of them were only like 20 between them, you know, just enough for like 2 cars to pass, and that was it. So, and it really wasn't feasible for me to try and do bigger, because I wanted to center it with the building so I can take lights off the building. If I went any further this way, I mean, there's plenty of room over there, but then it's just getting closer because, you know, it drops off on that side too. So it just really wasn't feasible to try to go, you know, let's say 44 feet or 48 feet or anything like that. It just didn't really.
My question was going to be, is public being able to access both sides without having to back up and trying to turn around, can they circle that entire big building?
That was my plan, yep. Is that, you know, you'll, because like you can see,
it's a little hard. This is actually kind of brush that's still on top, or like, you know, where it just needed to be brush hogged or something. It's actually drivable on to about right here.
Okay.
So, you know, it may be, and where I ran, you know, and once again, you know, I would have tried to make this bigger, but to keep with this same angle, then I'd start encroaching into this property line over here. So I just stopped there, and then at that point I knew that.
Well, you can also make a circle drive.
Yeah, because then, you know, let's say, what is on the side? Only 7 foot? Well,
yeah.
Let's all be serious. If I came within 7 foot of that, and let's say the neighbor decides to put up a fence, then nobody can drive around it. So just leave plenty of room, and, you know. And that was one thing I talked to Bob. I may still go ahead and try and talk to the people at the wagon wheel one more time
and see if I can just buy an easement off of them. Because you know somebody's going to get over there. You know, somebody's going to dump something or somebody's, you know what I mean? Like something's going to, you know, so that was one thing I was going to look into, was just asking them one more time, you know, for like an easement or something. Other than that, I've left 20 feet and I guess they can put up a fence if they want to or whatever. I mean, they can still get around it 20 feet.
Fence around yours?
Huh?
Are you going to put a security
fence? I don't have a plan for that because I was wanting to try and keep it where you can keep it all lit and you can see it all from the highway. That's why there's no doors on the backside or on either, you know, there wouldn't be just because of that expense. I wouldn't really want to, honestly, a fence. I mean, if people want in, they're still going to get in anyway. And it's not like, you know, so it'd be a nightmare too. So let's say you try and fence it all in, then, you know, what kind of gate system are you going to try and have there in that first 50 feet? You know, you got to have, it have to be up real close so that if somebody pulled in with a trailer, so I don't think I have any interest in messing with that.
So you think the back around that corner, they're going to get over on the wagon wheel property?
I'm just saying, I tried to keep 20 feet away instead of only getting 7 feet. You know, I tried to stay 20 feet away just to help keep that from happening.
But nobody's going to know that. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, and I agree. Yeah, I mean, yeah, no one's ever going to know that. And the only thing, you know, I mean, you put up some kind of barrier or something like that, you know, but I figured that was
myself just to keep trouble down on the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, from the wagon.
I don't
know that.
Own liability.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I could just drive some steel posts or, you know, just anything, maybe just to kind of make the marker, and then you rent a unit and just say, stay out of that area or something.
But I don't know.
I'd just have to, at that point, you know, I'd have to find somebody who could find me that corner for me, which I was going to do that anyway before I got started.
I wouldn't build that building with that norm.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too.
They were there at one time about 30 years ago.
Yeah. And I'd say, it's buried probably about 20 feet deep, I'd say. Yeah. But the other corner will be pretty easy, I bet. You know, the corner to the east.
Still be there because I did both of those.
Well, the one straight to the east will be probably pretty, you know, that'll be pretty.
Yeah, between you and the Taney Center property.
But, I'm sorry, no, the east, like where the 13 is.
Oh, okay. But
that corner up, that's undisturbed. If they can find that corner, then they can, you know what I mean? And that shouldn't be it. That's what my assumption was, is that would be the easiest way to find it.
Okay. Anybody got any more questions for him? Somebody want to make a motion to approve?
I will.
Somebody want to second it?
I will.
Everybody in favor, aye?
I will.
Everybody opposed? Okay.
Saving conversation. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You're supposed to be an official request when you ask.
White River Valley Tower.
Based on a decision and record and all that.
Yes, sir.
You look awful comfortable back there. Why don't you come up here and stand a while?
Sounds good.
Right. Sorry about that.
Am I going to approve it? Motion approved. Yeah. Motion approved on the other one, I guess. Is that what you'd ask for, Dave?
Yeah.
I apologize.
That's where it's headed.
Okay, Bob.
Okay, this is if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit. I don't know why I changed these earlier and they didn't stick. Division 3 permit 2016-10, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Federal Communications Commission and the Federal Aviation Administration shall be submitted to the Planning Department office. Three, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Four, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. Five, should the telecommunications tower no longer be in use for the original purpose granted by the Division 3 permit and serving as an approved co-location site, the tower shall be dismantled and removed within 6 months of the cessation of operations. Number six, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And I'm going to
change that. Having issues with numbers tonight. Yeah, that's all I've got.
Well, I thought you had something else you wanted to say, Bob. Anybody got any questions?
When is the construction going to begin, if this is approved?
I'm not sure, because what's going to happen now is Lendlease is going to go out and market the tower to carriers. So it depends on when they get someone set.
Can you bring that picture up again?
So what if they don't get things sold? Would it not be built?
Correct.
But so
it's very likely. Yeah, and that's exactly right. The problem is the data usage is such that towers are not going away. They're
right
now we're in a little bit of a lull, because what's happening is all your cable companies, Google, they're all fighting for the next wave. You're not going to have cable anymore. Is basically what all these companies are getting to. And once that happens, towers are coming. Yeah. So it's not a matter of if they can find someone, it's just a matter of when.
They've got a good place out there they can put a tower on. I need your phone number.
I got a high place.
Yeah, but out there where I live, they ain't got no tower, so they need
to. Ain't nobody else lives in that country over there.
me and Randy, the only two lives over there.
That's that power than you do. You're down there by the creek.
Yeah, but over on the other place, it sits higher than about anybody. That'd be a good place for a tower. I sit there and look at it every night. Okay, anybody else got any questions? I want to look at that picture, Bob. We got sidetracked.
We're proposing a 195-foot monopole tower.
Yeah, wrong picture. Picture, Bob. Wrong
not that one. Is it? Okay.
One more. I think there you go.
And it's going in about.
No, get the picture where it shows both towers.
Oh, where it shows the other.
Be put in the new, towers are already there.
Did I go past it?
Yeah you have.
Sorry.
It, there you go. The one before.
Well, there's one with it on it.
You can barely see it off the corner.
Yeah. There's another one that shows it.
We covered this one time a long time ago at a meeting. And they was putting up two towers close together, and one of them, if it fell, if it would hit the other and could cause side damage.
Yeah, here we go. This one probably shows it the best.
What's the distance? I never heard what the distance was between them two.
I think we mentioned at the last one it was about 350 feet.
That's right, 350. Yeah, I remember that.
But what if they both fell at the same?
Well, here's the thing. The existing tower has the potential to fall because it is a guide tower. And if somebody drove into those guy wires or somehow snipped them, that tower would topple. The monopole towers, they are like your finger. They're designed with a fail point. They're not designed to fail, but they're designed with a fail point. And then the top portion falls over. And the cabling that's inside acts as a hinge, so it would basically just kind of hover.
Been through this before, I understand.
So it doesn't, for a tower, other than a guide tower, you'd have to have simultaneous shear of all those bolts and a complete failure of the foundation for that to happen.
Yeah, we went through that one down at Ridgedale.
Through it a dozen times.
Okay, anybody got any more questions?
Based on the decision of record, I would move for approval for this project.
Somebody want to second that? Brad seconded it. So, everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you all very much.
It has appreciate been approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Going to roll this scatterbrain stuff tonight. Now we need Ransom View Desk Golf Course. That would be you. Since you're the only one left in there.
I'm the last guy standing.